All right. We will call the Gage County Board of Supervisors meeting to order for Wednesday, August 10th, 2022 at 8:58. We'll begin with the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The Open Meetings Act is on the wall to my left. Attendance by observation, Juergens, Haxby, Schuler, Tiemann, Dorrance, Waverly, and Lytle. Up first is the Consent Agenda. Approve the General Agenda. Approve minutes of the meeting held July 27th, 2022. Approve all claims through August 10th, 2022 in the amount of $467,118.43. Accept claim number 220800074 to Johnny's Welding, Inc. in the amount of $2,115.74, and claim number 220800081 to R.L. Tiemann Construction, Inc. in the amount of $27,125.16 to be voted on separately below. Approve and place on file correspondence received. Approve declaring baggage scanner as surplus L3 communications model line scan 210 serial number 59203. And advertising it on Purple Wave for sale. Approved district court summary fee report and register of deeds fee report for the month of July 2022. Approved utility permit number 1254 to William Boyer of Liberty, Nebraska. Mr. Boyer will be boring under the Liberty, Virginia Blacktop Road, roughly 1 mile west of Liberty, for a new water line to a barn. Mr. Boyer has TL Excavation performing the work. TL Excavation will bore a 2-inch diameter by 5-foot deep line starting at the north end of the right-of-way in the north grader ditch. TL will bore south under the road and CMP structures to south of right-of-way in the south grader ditch. All other work will be done on private property located in the southwest quarter of Sections 35 Township 2 North, Range 8 East Island Grove Township, and northwest quarter section of 2 Township 1 North, Range 8 East, Liberty Township. Approve extending contract negotiations until September 21st, 2022 for the Gage County Rural Broadband Project. I ask for a motion to approve the consent agenda as listed.
Second.
Moved by Swavely, second by Dorn. Any items to pull off and discuss? If not, please vote. 7 in favor. Motion carries. Regular agenda. Approve or disapprove claim number 220800074 to Johnny's Welding, Inc. in the amount of $2,115.74.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Moved by Dorn. Second by Swavely. Any discussion? If not, please vote. 6 in favor with Mr. Juergens abstaining. Motion carries. Approve or disapprove claim number 220800081 to RL Team and Construction, Inc. in the amount of $27,125.16. This would bring the total of claims approved through August 10, 2022 to $496,359.33. This is a company I'm associated with.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Moved by Juergens, second by Dorn. Any discussion? Please vote. 6 in favor with team and abstaining. Motion carries. Comments from the public and requests for future agenda items for the Board of Supervisors.
I have one if you've got a moment.
Good morning, Mr. Anderson. Would you give your name and address for the record?
Good morning. You bet. I'm David Anderson from Odell, 42401 Southwest 61st Odell Road, Odell, Nebraska, 68415. Now, that's quite a long address.
That is. Good morning.
That's one I inherited from back in the day when we did the 911. Forgive me if the comments are mostly read here, because I'll supply a copy to you later. Mostly in a way of a information and heads up this morning. This would be basically August 10, 2022, comments to the County Board regarding county fair trailer races. Good morning, County Board members, Madam Clerk, Mr. Harris, guests. For the record, again, my name is David Anderson Woodell. I'm currently serving as chairman of the Gage County Democrat Party. the caucus at our last meeting has asked me to inform you, the board, of a letter of concern that we have recently written to the Gage County Agricultural Society regarding events that took place at the recent Gage County Fair, some of which obviously you may be aware, some you may not be, so that's why we're here. The reason we're involving you, the Gage County Board, is that as county supervisors, it is assumed that you oversee all county property and set the budget and tax levies of all county entities, including the Agricultural Society and the County Fair Board. Therefore, you are no doubt interested in and somewhat responsible for the County Fair Board's actions or inactions. To conclude, I'll read a summary of the letter, and I'll read and submit a letter, a copy of the letter referenced for your record. And briefly, here is the letter that was recently sent on behalf of my caucus, which is the Gage County Democrat Organization. August 8th, 2022, Dear Gage County Agricultural Society, as chairman of the Gage County Democrat Party, I have been directed by our membership to write this, quote, letter of concern, unquote, over events that took place during the Gage County Fair, quote, Eve of Destruction, unquote, trailer race. Apparently, there were several vulgar displays of anti-President Biden sentiment, most noticeably the large black F-U-C-K-B-I-D-E-N flag on one of the entries. And it was, I'm guessing, about a 4 by 6 foot flag. It was substantial. As community members, taxpayers, parents, grandparents, and of course Democrats, we were appalled that such a large, prominent, vulgar, totally inappropriate display would be allowed at a family-friendly venue, especially since 4-H youth were given free passes to the event. One would hope the Ag Society / Fair Board would not accept or condone the cultural and moral depravity of public discourse that is being forced upon us by certain political groups, even in our own county. We recognize your organization, this is the Fair Board, has and will continue to contribute much to our county and is a major asset to our community. It would be our hope that you would take corrective action in the future and review past supervisory performance during any event held on public Gage County property. As a political party entity, we, the Democratic Party, are especially sensitive to how tax money and public property is managed. Regards, David T. Anderson, Chairman, Gage County Democrats. I would conclude in an unwritten part is that less than a month ago, the Diller community and the Diller picnic and the fair committee, or the parade committee, excuse me, in Diller, had a similar situation. Either this same F-U-C-K-B-I-D-E-N giant black flag or a identical one was attached to the rear of a large semi-truck that was scheduled to be driven through the parade in Diller. Complaints were held as this vehicle was being staged in line, and the authorities or the overseeing, I guess, supervisors of the parade were notified. And while I'm not privy to how it happened, the disgusting banner was removed from that vehicle before the entry was allowed to pass through the parade. To me, that shows a difference in the level of leadership and supervision, and would hope that all would take this seriously in the future. And gentlemen, thank you very much for your attention.
Thank you, Dave. Anyone else for public comment for the Gage County Board of Supervisors? Mr. Lobby, please give your name and address for the record.
Certainly. Gregory C. Lobby, 312 North 10th, Weimar, Nebraska, 68446. They say that repetition is essential to persuasion. But rather than give you the same statement that I did just earlier this morning at the Board of Equalization, would you be willing to incorporate that statement into the record of this meeting?
I would have no problem with that. It's, I assume, in the same scope on our recording. So as far as the group you're talking to, we did all hear that, and we can note that you'd like to reiterate that in this meeting.
That would be sufficient for me. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would add to that statement that the recommendations presented then have been endorsed by the group known as Spare Gage. Second, I would like to mention that the HBO Max documentary series called Mind Over Murder is available by streaming, and that monthly subscription can be purchased for a very modest fee, and all six segments of that are available. I personally found that it displayed the value of a public disclosure of facts and also a restorative justice application that was extremely effective in this particular case. I note that there is some indication there may be a follow-up series, although I have not gotten any official word on that yet. And I hope each of you has taken the time out of your busy schedule to view it in its entirety. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Anyone else for public comment?
I approach bench just to deliver a written copy of
it. We're not that formal, Dave.
Good to see you. We can chuckle on that.
Thanks, Dave.
Thank you. Moving on, we will go to committee reports. Building and grounds, Mr. Swavely.
Nothing major. The only thing we know is that the siding, the side of the courthouse here will start this month. We don't have a preset date yet because they're not done with the other job they're on, so we're going to have to wait. But they said they'd start it here shortly. So that and I guess we're just waiting to decide when we can get our concrete fixed out here. I don't know, have a date on that yet, but that's been approved. The about a 16 by 16 foot piece of the driveway out here is pretty well busted up, so they're going to replace that. Okay, but other than that, there's nothing new on the right now.
Thank you, Mr. Swavely. Equalization. Equalization. We've gone through the referees, adjusted some of the taxation assessments, or valuations, I should say, and we're moving forward with what the totals for the county value will be. Finance and insurance, Mr. Juergens.
Large ticket items for this two-week period. Beatrice Concrete, Sand and Gravel, Rock and Gravel, $29,022.15. Cather and Sons, Asphaltic Materials, $13,535.16. RLT Construction Incorporated, hauling includes material and hauling, $27,125.16. That is it.
Thank you, Mr. Juergens. Human Resources, Employee Relations. We will be talking before long between the officials about potential handbook changes. Please. Potential handbook changes, any changes required to the handbook for our insurance carrier. Thank you. And making recommendations as time goes along. So if the board has any changes to our handbook, please let Don know. Law enforcement, emergency management, Mr. Lytle.
Gus and Lisa are both here, so.
I have nothing to report other than from the community.
Okay.
It's good.
Looks like we got nothing.
Road and Bridge, Mr. Jurgens.
Mrs. Haxby.
All right.
The dirt crew's been working on rebuilding roads. We've been checking roads, getting some tubes in to get those replaced. Bridge inspections are almost done. The Bus River Bridge may be repaired without going through the deck. Pickerel East bids will be out at the end of the week and hopefully be ready in September. Armor coating is complete. Stripers should follow in 3 to 4 weeks. 12 of 24 for fall of 2021 rock and gravel are complete. 36 out of 96 for being caught up on rock and gravel. So we are getting there.
Thank you, Ms. Haxby. We have a timed event at 9:30. We also have a quarterly report, but I don't see Ms. Krackemeyer here. So we will skip ahead to approve or disapprove resolution number.
You can do the special use?
Yes.
22-11.
Approve or disapprove resolution number 22-11 for special use permit 22-2 for the recreational cabin in Section 2 Barnston Township that we had a special hearing on a couple weeks ago. I have a copy here. If you remember correctly, Mr. Engler, Eric Engler, I believe, built a cabin in Cortland. That cabin has been or will be moved down to Mr. Schuler's property down by the river, and it'll be used as potential VRBO or ARBO or whatever the rental website is that they can rent the cabin out and let folks from town see what it's like to live out of town or stay along the bike trail. Sounds like a good idea to get some people into rural Gage County and enjoy it.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Moved by Jurgens, second by Swavely. Any discussion on this cabin? Will you be paying sales tax to the county on that cabin, Mr. Schuler?
Eric will.
With that, I would ask you to vote. 6 in favor with Mr. Schuler abstaining. Motion carries.
Be lodging tax.
There you go. Approve or disapprove resolution for signing of the county annual certification of program compliance form
2022. 22-12.
Resolution 22-12. This is
buyback dollars.
All the stuff for buyback dollars for public roads. Do you have anything you want to say on this, Mark? More or less procedural so that we can go through and get our outside funding, some of our outside funding.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Moved by Jurgens, second by Dorn. Yearly item. Any discussion on this item? If not, please vote. 7 in favor. Motion carries. This is the certification of program compliance. If everyone would sign that sheet.
Resolution
20, that was 22-12.
Yeah, 22-12 was a resolution.
Up next, approve or disapprove county annual certification of program compliance to the Nebraska Board of Public Roads classifications and standards. I think we may have just handed that down.
No, this is the certification, so this is the second one.
Motion okay. To approve.
I need to hand this down as well. Moved by Jurgens, second by Dorn. This goes along with that. Sorry. Well, we need both of these, but if each of you can sign. Motion by Jergens, second by Dorn. Any discussion on this one?
You're hand-delivering this one, right?
I can. I handed the wrong one down before, so.
No.
Up north?
Mm-hmm. To Roads Classification and Standards Board?
We haven't been as friendly with the Roads Classifications and Standards Board in the last couple of years as we could be.
They got a parking stall for you.
Yeah, parking stall with bars. Any discussion? If not, please vote. 7 in favor. Motion carries. Still have a little bit of time. We took a bid for a three-axle pup trailer. We sent that over to Mr. Conkey and the Highway Department for review. Would you like to give your findings on that?
We only got one bid.
One bid on the pup trailer.
The bid that was submitted meets the specs that we required when we put the bid form out. The bid that was submitted is also without rims and tires. We did it that way because we were able to get rims and tires way cheaper than what the estimate was going to be, about half the cost of what it was going to be. So
everything was, you went through it, everything met what we wanted it to be?
Yes. I went through it with all the mechanics that do all the service on it.
Two of them. Okay.
Yeah. Everything is perfect.
Move to approve.
Second.
Yeah. Moved by Haxby, second by Dorn. Did I read that it has a different brand box instead of a Cornhusker?
It shouldn't. It's all through Cornhusker. A Tesco aluminum dump box. It's all through Cornhusker.
That's what Cornhusker calls their boxes, is Tesco.
Yes, sir.
We have a motion by Haxby, second by Dorn, to approve this bid. I just saw another bid very similar. It looks like that's a pretty good price in comparison.
That's what I was going to ask. If the price, even though we only had the one bid, if the price was.
I called another buyer of pups and just checked on what that price was, and it's comparable. It's actually a little lower than that bid was, the county bid was.
If we would have put the rims and tires on it, it would have been closer to that $61,000. We were able to purchase the rims and tires for under five through secondhand suppliers.
Will you be getting rid of any pups then?
I don't know what the plan is for that one yet. We might do a little repair. I mean, it's a 1993 pup. It does need several repairs. If we do decide to go that way, I don't know. What we're going to do. We might even just surplus it out.
Any other discussion? If not, we have a motion to approve purchasing that trailer as bid. Please vote. 7 in favor. Motion carries. Well, we're cruising right along. We do have discussion on the county budget for fiscal year 22-23. Does anyone have any items they would like to bring up for this year's budget as we're putting final numbers together? I guess just additions to what we have talked about. The sheriff is looking at acquiring three cars. Currently, what we would do is the plan is to put $125,000 additionally into his budget to purchase three patrol cars. Each of those cars costs approximately $50,000 between vehicle and equipment. The remainder, that extra $25,000, would be made up from somewhere within the sheriff's budget if three cars are acquired. He thinks he may have a lead on some 22s. That's a potential, but not a guarantee because they are in short supply still. This would replace some units that have 150,000 miles approximately on them, one of which had storm damage that would not be repaired then, and that money would also go towards that vehicle in essence. Unless something changes, we'll be talking about outside entities today as they come and present and give us their budgets and go over things. Any items specifically anyone would like us to look at? If not, we have a timed event at 9:30. I would say...
I just want to follow up with the request I had as far as a budget workshop. Are we scheduling that? Is that in been determined?
I don't have anything scheduled for that. I didn't know exactly what even to schedule for a budget workshop. You had talked about the one that NACO put on. That was provided already.
Candace Meredith offers a budget workshop that for the board and the public to attend. I feel it's probably better to have a special meeting or a special time for that. But just a suggestion.
Is there a want from the board to have an additional budget workshop? I guess I defaulted to the NACO budget workshop that they put on.
I kind of thought when we talked before that we were probably going to sit around and do something like that. But I guess, you know, one way or the other, you know, we have to resolve it one way. So
I thought we were going to just whoever wanted to attend a budget workshop to attend NACO's.
They had that workshop this year in May. They do it yearly.
Well, my impression is they actually will review our budget with us, and that's what I would like to see is whether NACO's involved or not.
Well, I have a little different opinion about that.
Okay.
I think we alone, and we can have some guidance, but I think we alone should be responsible for setting the budget and not having too much, not having input from the state or the county or NACO or anybody else. This is ours and not theirs, and they can give us guidelines on which way to go, this way, that way, or whatever, but I think the seven of us have to make that.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely. I had no intention, or I don't know what their intention is to, but perhaps maybe it'd be better to say to have the budget workshop followed by where we as a group look through the budget and be prioritize, or at least I personally would be an education for me.
Well, I think we all have to look at it before it's all said and done and have enough time to digest it and say what we think about it, okay?
At that, I was going to say we will do that. I think you two are talking. You're talking about going over the budget. Kind of, we'll page through it. We'll look through everything and have a time to do that.
That's part of what we do. Okay, so
that we will do. Mr. Schuler's talking about having someone come in and give a presentation on how the budget works, or basically the budget workshop again.
I guess I personally want to be able to follow through our budget. Whether they have see it or not, but
I really do want us all to, as we get closer, which we're very close now, and some of it just waits on decisions we're going to make and decide what goes into that budget. Then we'll sit down and we'll go through that. We're also going to extend that process a little bit this year. As we've said, we're going to have a special meeting again because the way the new legislation is, we have to have a public hearing. Anyone that's going to be over 2% has to present at that public hearing. Not saying that we are over 2% yet, but instead of passing that budget before that additional public hearing, because we'll have a public hearing for our budget also, I thought it was more appropriate to wait till after that public hearing for us to pass our budget. So sometime the week of the 26th of September, we will have to have a brief special meeting to approve our budget. Prior to that, in one of our meetings, we'll go through and everybody will have a copy of the budget and we'll page through that. And if you want to see what we have ahead of time,
please stop in and see Don. Sorry, Don. But we can go through anything, any of the offices, what their budget is set up at right now. I mean, it's variable until we actually vote on it, though.
I can tell you pretty much every office is about the same with a wage increase. With the exception of Gus, they've added in some things for the cars and things like that. But until, you know, we hit the point where I can get the figures from Patty, I can't tell you where we're at for levy or anything like that yet. But actually, the overall budgets are all, nobody's really changed much for lines.
The budget asking.
The asking, budget request. So it's pretty much the same as what it was the year before with the wages.
And I'll say, keep in mind, we're working off of the 22-23 budget, which started July 1st. We can't pass our budget until we have evaluations in. Evaluations we'll have in September.
By the 20th, but
well, hopefully.
She gives them to me, so.
Well, I feel the reason to have a, going back to workshop, to have a public workshop here is it will give our taxpayers a chance to come to that and also be educated.
That's what the public hearing is for. We have a public hearing.
We actually have two this time.
No, the public hearing
is for you to have input into the budget.
But if you don't understand how a budget is done, that's what I'm asking, that we offer the public.
That's what that budget is for
that you attended at NACO.
Yeah, but the public wasn't there. The taxpayers in Gage County isn't there.
I don't know who's invited or who isn't on that.
No, but we could provide it here for them.
It would be out of the ordinary, I suppose.
No, it isn't. Candace Meredith says she does it.
I don't even know who that is. So
she's the NACO.
She doesn't
just
carry
under,
much weight with me.
Well, she's John Cannon's right-hand person.
Candace Meredith. So his assistant puts on the budget workshops?
Yes.
If there's want from the board to have a workshop, a board workshop for the budget, I don't have any problem with that. I would just as well not, but, I mean, whatever you all want to do, Ms. Haxby.
I was just going to say, if we could discuss that at the next committee meeting, we have a timed event.
We will talk about having a budget workshop at the next finance committee meeting, and we can go from there. But think about it. If you guys want to have a workshop, whatever the will of the board is what we will do. With that, there will still be time for budget discussion. We will begin presentations of agencies' budget requests for 22-23. I think we have a order of events.
Yeah. Gus, can you ask Michelle? She has that list. She's getting people signed. Yeah, she's signing people in there.
I have a 10 o'clock teleconference that I'll have to step in the other room for just briefly, and then I'll come back in. I'll hand it over to Emily when I step out, and I'll be right back.
So these are the ones that signed in as they came in.
Is her phone in the room? Okay. Just dial 9 and then. Okay. We will begin with Blue Rivers Area on Aging. Blue Rivers Area Agency on Aging. Please, and for the record, please give us your name and name and address and organization you represent, and we'll be
all right.
Thing in the record.
Good morning to all of you. My name is Carla Frazee. I'm the executive director of Blue Rivers Area Agency on Aging, located here in Beatrice, Nebraska. I have brought along my fiscal officer, Beth Williams, and we are here to talk about our budget funding request from Gage County for fiscal year 22-23. We would like to state that we are a public nonprofit, and we have been serving Gage County since 1974. We were one of three original counties for the Area Agency on Aging for Blue Rivers, original with Jefferson County and Thayer County. And we are one of eight area agencies on aging located in the state of Nebraska. Our mission for your people in your community is for them to age well in their in place, to remain healthy, safe, and independent. We believe that this is the best for your community, as nursing homes cost folks $225 a day or $82,125 a year. We do receive community donations from some of your Gage County villages, and that is over $3,000 a year, and that is showing their commitment and their support to our services. We go outside of our counties and cities to seek grant funds from foundations to enhance and also to sustain our services in all of our communities that we serve in our eight counties. We also accept memorials from families, enhancing services locally. We have received considerable estate funds from Jefferson and Odo County and also from the village of Table Rock, showing the value of the service. And these are from family members because they know how we helped keep their families safe. We are requiring $34,860, but your 25% transit match for Gage County is actually $44,217, but we are asking for $34,860. And we are also asking if the county has any extra funds at this time, we would always accept these to utilize towards our transit program. As our non-emergency medical transportation demands have increased, and these include dental and vision, they've increased dramatically, and we are needing support to purchase a specialized transportation vehicle. This is part of our Big Give Gage, which we are actively participate in. And we have also been a part asking the Beatrix Community Hospital Foundation for funds toward vehicles of this type. We do currently serve 20% of your over 60 population in Gage County with our services of home-delivered meals, public transportation, in-home services, lifeline services, care management, AD waiver.
Respite,
our caregiver support program. We believe that you get a lot of bang for your buck. I did, wasn't asked for, but I did give you a served client summary when I sent it up to Dawn, showing all of the congregate meals in Beatrice, Cortland, Wymore, Odell, and Pickerel, and also all of the folks that are served with our ADRC, our caregiver, care management, durable medical equipment goods that we are donated and we donate back out, our homemaker, info and assistance, our lifelines, our outreach, and our social activities that are offered at all of our senior centers. And I was really amazed by the value of service I've been going around. You're my sixth county I've been to in the last, on my county tour in the last month. And I'm really surprised, but the value of these services that we provide to Gage County is $809,986. And this is to keep people home safe, happy, healthy, which has been our mission since 1974. So that's my spiel. So if you have any questions, this is the time to ask.
One question that always comes up, does Beatrice contribute to this as well?
They do. Actually, the Beatrice Senior Center, we are able to use that for our meals program. They provide 200 meals a day out of that service, and they give that. We use that facility free of charge. They also, City Beatrice also offsets our utility bill a certain amount every month in our admin building located over on 103 East Side Boulevard. So you are definitely the largest county in our service area because we are eight counties in southeast Nebraska. Gage County is. You have by far the largest clientele, let's put it that way. But we do serve very, very rural areas. So,
any questions for Carla? Thank you very much. Thank you for the service you do provide to all all our seniors.
You're very welcome. Thank you for listening to us and having us in your community.
Up next, CASA.
Good morning.
Ms. Elliott, would you give your name and who you represent and your address, name, address, who you represent?
Yes. I am Amber Lovett, the Executive Director for CASA of Gage County. My address is 514 Court Street, Beatrice, Nebraska. We are a 501c3 nonprofit. We've been serving children in Gage County since 2015. And then just recently, this last year, through Southeast Nebraska CASA, and July 1st, we have transitioned into our own first-time 501c3 program in Gage County. So this is new, and so it is only Gage County that we serve for our program now. So that's a huge commitment that we've made. I feel like it's better for our community. CASA stands for Court-Appointed Special Advocates. I recruit, train, and monitor and volunteers who then are assigned by the judge to 3A cases of child abuse and neglect. And we provide resources, and we work with community resources to provide thriving families. Volunteers work with legal parties and child welfare professionals, educators, and services providers to ensure that judges have all the information they need to keep the most well-informed decision for each child. We also provide a court report with the information we've gathered for the best interest of the child and the child's wishes. So everybody, we are a legal party of the case, and then everybody has their own service that they provide, and we just make sure the child also gets their wishes. Our training that we provide is a national training. That is why it's important that we pay for our membership fees and we have our license. Through this process this last year, I have been sending Don all those information so you guys have that license and our 501c3 tax ID number and everything. And that's just important so you know we're following what's recommended through national CASA. We also believe that our training helps the prevention of breaking the cycle into our community. Our funding comes from the county supervisors, grants, fundraising. My board has a fundraising committee, donations, certain events, and foundations. So, any other questions?
Oh, I'm sorry, Terry.
All right.
Mr. Jurgens.
Over the past years, because of the Beatrice 6 situation, the county has assumed that we would not increase these type of budgets till that was finished and over with.
That's okay.
And my personal opinion would be that it would stay flat until that is over with.
Acceptable. I did include in my packet, we do have a memory of understanding with the Department of Health and Human Services and an MOU with the county court also that we follow. So any other questions?
I had one. On here, you had your different salaries and your breakdown, and it was really in-depth, and I appreciate that. But there's an assistant FICA. It looks like that was...
Taxes.
Or, sorry, assistant salary was taken to zero.
Right now, I'm the only employee in Gage County. We kind of know how many cases we have. I know how many volunteers we have. I've also, through the last 3 years of this program, we have people who come to us that want to be volunteers. I also think it's a high quality that we want to make sure we have a good quality of volunteer, not a quantity of volunteers. And so Right now, I do not have an assistant. When we do training, there is a staff member who we can contract out, so then I don't always pay somebody to do that training. And then so I bring like five volunteers in at once to be trained rather than me just continuously doing it and repeating myself.
I appreciate you breaking that out because sometimes we'll just get wages and then there's no breakdown on how many people are within those wages.
Mm-hmm. Any other questions for Ms. Lovett? Thank you very much. Sure. Beatrice Public Library.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Joanne Neiman from the Beatrice Public Library at 100 North 16th Street. I hope everybody knows what a library does and what we offer, so I thought I would just kind of talk about how the county is involved in the city library. Most libraries are city-owned and run, but we are lucky enough to have a county library so that we get county money, which means that our out-of-city limits residents can have a card for free through there, through your donation. So we have 2,230 county adult cards and 525 juvenile cards. If this was not, if your donations were not made possible, these families would have to spend $40 a year. We do have people from like Jefferson County, because Fairbury is not a county-run library. The smaller towns in Jefferson County use our library. So they will spend the $40, which gives them full access to our library materials. The county also is not, does not just get to use our library coming and going, they get our online library. So our Libby's, all of our databases, anything that we offer. The out-of-county Nebraska card, which you can get from Fairbury, they you can check out of our library, but you cannot use anything on our online. So we do get a little bit better of a deal. We do have a really good database and online access. I thought I'd also just because I think you guys have our breakdown, but it doesn't really tell you what. So, like our other services, that goes to our OCLC, which is a worldwide library catalog. So, other libraries in Nebraska, in Germany, wherever, can search for a book, and if we have it through their cost, we can send it to them. We can loan it out. Lincoln can do the same thing for us. Wymore can do the same thing. And then the state, the Library Commission, then we get a little bit of a kickback for having WorldCat. We also use some of that money for our seed library, which is very popular in the rural settings. They like to have their gardens. The departmental supplies, we kind of take 1/12 of what we usually spend for paper, tape, pens, just regular office supplies, but also book jackets and lamination, things that we use to process the books. So that comes out of that. Then, of course, we have a line item for adult books and children's books. And then we have the other capital, which goes to our large print books, DVDs, CDs. Some of our CDs we're kind of moving away from because of Libby and having it on through an e-audio. So you can have it on your phone or laptop or whatever. So we usually get $23,000, so $11,500 in January and then $11,500 in June. Does anybody have any questions?
How many people does it take to run? Like, how many people do you have to have there?
To run the library?
Yeah. I don't go often. I don't know if you can tell. Internet is it for me?
Well, we have three full-time employees, the director, the children's librarian, and a front desk staff supervisor. And then we kind of supplement it with 420-hour people, two 29-hour people, and then some evening people and weekend people that may get 10 hours a week average.
I guess just as a curiosity, how's it work since the library board became advisory instead of the actual library board?
I think it's worked well. Tobias is wonderful to work with. He's made a couple changes, but nothing that isn't workable, and he is very easy for me to work with, and I don't have a problem. So I also have a great board. So.
Anything else from our board? Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Gage County Victims Assistance.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Before we get started here, I just have a couple handouts to give out.
Program information.
So good morning. My name is Chevis Kroll. I am the Victim Assistance Coordinator with the Gage County Victim Assistance Program. I'm housed at the Beatrice Police Department at 201 North 5th Street here in Beatrice. The Gage County Victim Assistance Program, established in 1995, is a federally funded grant program that serves crime victims of Gage County. The program funds one full-time program coordinator. The program is a comprehensive program, which means it serves all types of crime victims, including victims of child abuse, sexual assault, domestic violence, burglary, robbery, homicide, assault, criminal mischief, and theft, just to name a few. Some of the services provided to crime victims include, but not limited to, crisis counseling, follow-up contact, personal advocacy, criminal justice advocacy, on-scene response, and assistance with filing compensation forms and orders of protections. The number of victims served by the program in fiscal period 2022 was 884, and the number of direct service provided to victims was 14,170. In 2016, we added a full-time victim assistant position to the Gage County Victim Assistance Program. This addition was so that we could extend our program or offer extended program hours when necessary to meet victims of crime. The Gage County Victim Assistance Program was awarded roughly $122,000 in federal funding through a federal grant called VOCA, which stands for Victims of Crime Act, administered by the Nebraska Crime Commission. The grant project began in July of 2022 and will run through June 30th of 2023. The City of Beatrice will be providing $29,268 in match funds to support this project. We would respectfully request that $7,000 in match funds from the Gage County to continue this project. You will find in front of you some of the program-specific information and statistics, but I would like to touch on an important stat to follow or to reflect how the victim assistance unit is utilized by the county. In 2021-2022, the number of cases and referrals from the Gage County Sheriff's Office and the Weimar Police Department increased by 56%. The average caseload prior to 2022 for the Gage County Sheriff's Office was 60 cases. It is now roughly 94 cases and growing this year. Additional program statistics, like I said, we served 884 victims. 80 of those were children ages 0 to 17. Minorities were 14 victims. 532 of those were female victims, and 213 were male victims. This project supports the Gage County Sheriff's Office, the Beatrice Police Department, Wymore Police Department, Nebraska State Patrol, and the Gage County Attorney's Office in their law enforcement efforts. Your continued support for the Gage County Victim Assistance Program is greatly appreciated. Do you have any questions?
Mr. Lytle.
Why the increase in usage by the Sheriff's Department?
I would say the relationship with the Sheriff's Department has increased for obvious reasons, but also just education on what our program can provide for them.
Okay. Any other questions? Thank you, Chevis.
Thank you so much.
Up next, Wymore Public Library. Good morning.
Good morning. How's everyone? Doing well, I hope. My name is Austin Jackson. I'm with Wymore Public Library, of course, at 116 West F Street in Wymore, Nebraska. And I'll start off by saying this is my first time actually being here. I'm a new director, and I just took over last year. So.
Well, welcome.
Thank you. I'm a little new to this, of course, so if you have any questions, you're free to ask me, but I'll kind of just say basically what Beatrice did is we kind of do the same thing that they do, but we're a tad bit smaller. And so with the county money that we get every year, it helps us quite a bit because we use it for multiple things. So, like, it allows us to not charge for cards as well as Beatrice. So it saves people a lot of money, and it allows people to, you know, just fully utilize what we offer at the library. And with this year, we're asking for $3,600, and we're predominantly going to try to use that on new computer systems because ours are pretty old. So the ones that we have currently, aside from my office, all of them still run Windows 7. And so we'd like to kind of upgrade with that, seeing as how Windows 7 is no longer supported, and nor is Internet Explorer, and that's predominantly what's used. So we just kind of think it'd be helpful to upgrade. And the nice thing is, especially with that money, if we use that for computers like we hope, anybody can use that whatsoever. It doesn't matter if they're a resident of Gage County or anything like that. It's free to everybody. And also, with us, I don't know, Beatrice didn't mention it, but we're the only two public libraries that are accredited in Gage County. So we find that what we do is a very important mission for the county.
How many people do you have with cards down in Wymore?
It's usually around 700 or so. I didn't pull up the exact amount. My apologies, but it's around 700.
We try to come up with questions you wouldn't know.
Well, and as it is my first time, yeah, no, I understand. I always appreciate questions. So,
anything else for Mr. Jackson? Thank you, sir. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you for your time.
Blue Valley Community Action.
Good morning. I'm Sherry Miller from Blue Valley Community Action. We're based out of Fairbury. Our administrative office is out of Fairbury, which is 625th Street. And I actually came and presented an impact report to you a couple weeks ago. So I was just going to remind you of a couple statistics, and then we'll just talk about the budget. Blue Valley served 6,411 individuals last year. Of those, 934 were from Gage County. The agency overall has a revenue of a little over $13 million. And of that, $73,000 comes from county support. We do serve nine counties and receive support from all nine counties. So that's a little under 0.5% of our overall budget. However, our county support funds are very important to us. They help to for programs that we're unable to fully fund. Some of our services, we've determined there's a need in the community, so we want to continue those programs. And the grant funding for that does not cover the full program, so then we're able to use those county support dollars to help support those programs. We served 514 individuals in Gage County with emergency services, and that was 55% of the overall number of individuals served. So emergency services would be food pantries, assisting them with rent utility payments, and also assisting with either permanent or temporary shelter. I also shared last time, Gage County had 104 individuals, homeless individuals that we assisted last year, and that number seems to be rising in this county. I can't really explain why, but it is a lot higher in Gage County than it is in our other counties that we serve. We use Gage County support dollars to offset some cost of staff, and you'll see that in the budget. And that is for programs that are not fully supported through that grant funding. We also use those funds for temporary shelter, food costs, rent, utilities, and to help cover those expenditures that aren't covered in current funding. Have any questions for me? Yes.
This is just a snapshot of what the county supports.
Yes.
I think what we were looking for was a whole picture.
Okay.
For future reference.
Okay.
Because I was looking through this, I was like, this cannot be all of
their
expenses.
That is yours. Yes, the county support.
Okay.
Okay.
Correct me if I'm wrong.
The only thing we're really required to, this is all sparked by encouragement by auditors for transparency and where dollars are spent. So, I mean, if what we specifically asked for was where will the Gage County dollars be going, and it looks like Sherry has a breakdown of where these will be spent.
Which I can provide you with an overall agency budget, too, if that would help.
We asked for it.
We did ask for an overall budget.
But this is actually better than...
Yeah, because it's where our money's going.
Exactly.
But that's what the claims thing would have done, but we were trying to get a full picture.
Okay.
If you could send over a full
I can do
budget,
that. We have.
And
do you want our projected budget for next year, or do you want our last year's budget?
Last year's budget, probably. If you have this year's projected mm-hmm. budget.
Proposed.
Proposed, yeah. I'm
proposed.
Sorry.
2023 budget. Yeah.
And last.
But item four, copy of proposed expenditures for county funds. I mean, this really broke this out well for us, so thank you very much.
Any other questions?
Anybody else? Thank you, Sherry.
Thank you.
Ms. Haxby, I'd ask you to come over here quick. I'm going to go get on a teleconference briefly. Up next is Hope Crisis Center. Hopefully, I'm back.
Morning, here. We can mess around.
Let's take one of each.
Good morning. I will wait till those pass around. My name is Carmen Hinman. I am the executive director of Hope Crisis Center, and I am located in our Fairbury office, which is 524th Street, Fairbury. We also have an office location here in Beatrice, which is the old College of Joseph's building. Is that what it's called? Behind Arby's is where we are located. So Hope Crisis Center has been providing confidential emergency services to Gage County residents since our independent incorporation in 2006 and since 1992 while under the umbrella of Blue Valley Community Action. These services include a 24-hour hotline support, emergency shelter, legal advocacy, medical advocacy and accompaniments, financial assistance, and flexible one-on-one support. In order to keep these essential services widely available, we seek funding from the variety of sources, including our counties. And if I could draw your attention, I know that I did send this information out, so I'm not sure who has had time to look over prior information that I have sent to Dawn via email. But our program stats, we served a total of 485 unduplicated individuals last year, which means unduplicated, we count them one time throughout the year. So we could serve them 1 month, 1 week, 6 months, whatever that looks like, and they are counted one time. Number of unduplicated children was a total of 136, minorities 52, number of victims provided shelter were 50, number of children provided shelter 55, number of total shelter nights 1,286, and number of hotline calls was 3,900. So in addition to doing client services, we also do tons of awareness throughout our counties to showcase our program and to also create awareness regarding the services that we provide and the need of services. So we have been excited about McGive Gage, and we will be participating in that again this year to raise money for our organization. We also have 5 college campuses throughout our service area, including Southeast Community College here in Beatrice, where we do different events, have booths at, work with students, provide prevention education, which we do as well in the schools here in Gage County. Prevention education is a huge part of our program. If we are not out talking about it, we will never see an end to the violence. Also want to share on page 11 of the annual report our billboards, which some of you maybe have seen south of town. So this was new. We received a grant this last year for billboards regarding sexual assault services, and we are happy to have one in Gage County. Also, I just want to, before I ask or, you know, discuss any budget information or questions that you may have, I want to draw your attention to page 13, where last year our program worked with families of Holland and Brooke Cook. And sadly, that is the reality of the work that we do every single day. Both of them lost their lives due to violence, and that is what our program is here to hopefully prevent from happening. So it's very important. Our mission is very important, and I hope that you see in it to continue supporting our work through Gage County. I did include in your packet a breakdown of the information that was requested. I am happy to answer any additional questions. I did hear Terry say that at this time you're not looking to up the support, and respectfully, I understand that, and we are just appreciative of support that you can give, and just wanted to highlight what we utilize our funds for in Gage County, and of course, being Gage County being our largest service area and the most that we do throughout our 7 counties. We would like to see that increase at any time that it can, but I'm happy to address questions related to any of the information that I've provided.
How many people do you have to serve the 7 counties?
We're a team of 10, and we have one individual housed for Gage County, but we are moving a second individual to Gage County due to some things, but caseload is a large of that, and we're shifting some leadership responsibilities and hoping to do more prevention education things as well in the county, and so that's why we're adding an additional staff to Gage County. And then I did just include, I know that it was asked, you know, expenditures, and so I tried to include an additional attachment just to show expenses that it doesn't showcase all of them directly related to Gage County, but I did include that and what that looked like for 21-22, which is a total of almost $35,000 specifically to Gage County. And again, that's not highlighting every single expense, just the ones that I wanted to pull and showcase for you.
You guys have any other questions?
Yeah.
Terry?
Just to reiterate, that's my opinion on that.
Yeah.
That's what we've done in the past. And
okay.
Things
yeah.
could change this year. I don't know, but that's just my opinion.
Yeah.
I don't want to speak for everybody else.
Yeah, no problem. And I just wanted to acknowledge that I heard you say that and respect that and just hoped that I showcased our needs so that you would understand why our request is at that level. So,
thank you.
Any other questions?
I think we're good. If we have any other questions, we'll be
great.
In touch.
Appreciate your time. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The Beatrice Humane Society.
Hello. My name is Carly Fittis. I'm the executive director of the Beatrice Humane Society, and I'm here to talk to you guys a little bit about our shelter and what we do and how that goes. So our shelter is the only shelter in Gage County that is open admission in Gage County. We serve as open admission for strays and owner surrenders here in Gage County. We do last year, so 2021, we helped a total of almost 1,500 animals through our shelter, with 1,200 of those ended up being adoptions, and a few of those ended up being returned owners and things like that. We were able to do that with a 98.2% save rate, which means that we euthanized less than 2% of the animals coming into our shelter. And with animals coming into our shelter with a myriad of problems that we sometimes know and sometimes don't know, including medical problems that can be present or be hidden on arrival, behavioral problems that can be hidden or present on arrival. We handle all of those cases, and we make good decisions for all of them and making sure that we're placing safe animals back out into our community. We this year are on track to make and exceed our numbers from last year, so we're going to be helping the same number, if not more, animals than last year. And we do that primarily as we are a 501c3, so all of this is through our fundraising and nonprofit status. We do have a contract with both the city and the county to provide animal care services for animals that are brought in as strays from both the city and the county. So we do have those two contracts for those services that are provided. So I welcome any questions you guys may have about our organization, and I can certainly elaborate further if you guys have any other questions. But I do know I was just in here in January and gave you guys kind of a rundown, so I don't want to duplicate things if you guys don't need that.
How many of the animals that go through the Humane Society are from the county?
So give me just a second. I have those numbers here for you. So for the total strays, which is just the stray animals, I did not account for owner surrenders in this at all. So this number is actually higher for animals that we do care for in Gage County. This is just specifically strays, which is our contracted obligation to the county. And we had 344 total strays, with 233 of those being cats and 112 of those being dogs.
And is that total animals brought in, or does that include the ones from out of state?
No, that is strictly strays from Gage County. That does not include owner surrenders from Gage County. That does not include transfers. That does not include somebody calling me from Jefferson County and wanting to bring in an animal. That is strictly straight. That is our contracted obligation from Gage County.
And what are those? What are those from the county versus the city?
I don't have that breakdown. Unfortunately, we don't track that super well, and it gets a little bit muddy because animal control can bring in, and I can't really document where he brings them from unless he specifically tells me, and so I don't have those numbers specifically. I would guess it's probably about 40-60, 40% coming in from rural Gage County, 60% coming in from the city limits of Beatrice. So of those 344, probably 40% to 60%.
How many people have work and are full-time and part-time?
We have 7 full-time employees at this time, and the remainder is done through volunteer services.
Okay. Thank you.
And that's actually grown pretty significantly. So 3 years ago, we were at 3 full-time, and we're now up to 7 full-time.
I think last year, so we were down in stray intakes from last year. We had 384 last year and 344 this year.
And that's probably more due to our accounting and our making our community be accountable for the animals in their care. So if somebody from rural Gage County wants to bring me in a litter of kittens, they will call them strays. They will say, they're stray kittens. They're outside kittens. And my first question to them is, do you feed the kittens? And if the answer to that is yes, they are no longer stray kittens. They are your kittens. They can live outside and they can be your kittens, but they are your kittens. And so we've actually turned those into owner surrenders. So we're accounting for those differently because really, if you're feeding an animal, you're taking responsibility for that animal. It's in the city statutes. It's in the county. It's an accepted way to go about that. But it also makes our community be more responsible for the animals that they're taking care of. And so we still take in those animals. Again, we're open to mission. We do take them in. It's just a matter of how we account for those in those numbers. And so, yes, your numbers are coming down. It's not because our numbers coming in from Gage County are coming down. It's just because we're documenting them differently.
When you have surrenders or people bring in animals, do you have room for them?
Majority of the time, yes. There are times where we have to defer intakes for a few days or maybe up to a week, especially if it's a dog and we're full on dogs. There are times that we have to defer intakes for a small amount of time for owner surrenders, but that's because we have to reserve space for those strays that you guys contract us to do. So that is part of that contracted piece, is that we reserve space for you. And so that is unfortunately one of those things that we have to kind of address.
So this works like the Saline County Sheriff, where the federal government pays so much money and they keep beds open? Is that?
Yeah, you guys are the ones that are paying to keep beds open. So at any point in time, there are a minimum of 3 dog kennels open in my shelter available for strays to be brought in through Sheriff Gustafson or through the city police department. There are times where they will, in the same night, bring me in 3 strays, and the next day I've got to figure out how to get 3 more kennels open to put 3 more empty kennels for you guys. So it is sometimes a really big juggling act, especially in the summertime. I mean, just last month we had, 40 stray dogs brought in last month. I have 26 kennels. That's a pretty large number of animals to be coming in. And we're fortunate in that we are very good at getting them back out into their homes. We have an almost 70% return to owner rate, which is exceptionally high. And I can't think of any other shelters in this area that come anywhere close to that. But also, that means that 30% of those strays stayed in my shelter, and I now have to house them, and I still have to be able to find empty spaces for any more strays that are coming in. So it is a big juggling act, but that is our responsibility to you guys as our contracted stray intake facility to be able to offer that for you.
I believe Terry had a question.
Yeah.
I'm just looking at as far as assets.
Yeah. Let me pull back that page. Yep.
I don't understand, maybe, but you can explain it to me. I see Charles Schwab Investments for $338,800.52 and Edward Jones of $53,467.81. What is that?
So we had a very we are very grateful for it. However, we had one of our really good supporters pass away last year, and so we received a very large estate. As an organization that is a 501c3, it is not our mission to spend all of that money instantaneously. It's our mission to make sure that we are able to provide for animals this year, next year, and beyond. So we actually, as those came in, we had one project that we're working on that we diverted some funds for, but we actually put most of that into an investment account to be able to assure that we're able to continue to cover our bases in the future, especially as it's well known in nonprofits that estates and estate giving is actually decreasing over time, and in about 20 years they expect that to be at probably about a quarter of what we're getting currently. Wealth just is not accruing the way that it has been, and it's just changing. And so we expect those estates that we rely very heavily on over time to start decreasing. And so this is our way of making sure that we are able to continue operating, because unfortunately, while our estates may be decreasing, our income may be decreasing in that aspect, our need is not decreasing. And so this is our way of making sure that we're able to continue providing even in years that we don't. Just 10 years ago, we were at a point as an organization that we were not covering payroll on a monthly basis. One of our board members was actually covering payroll for us, and that's not a place that a nonprofit should be. That's not a place that we want to be, and that's not a place that we can be if we're going to continue serving our community in the way that we want to serve our community. So we've made some pretty big strides in the last 10 years to get where we are today. And part of that is making sure that we're able to do this again in 10 years as well. But that was one donor. So there was $350,000 through that one donor. And I don't actually know if that was a specific number, but it was.
All right, that's all right. Close enough.
I guess I've had a couple phone calls just making sure that we can get people in there. I see a post, we bring in animals out of state, and then the phone call comes shortly thereafter that they couldn't get the animal in because the Humane Society was full. We should be
Gage
County first and then out of state after.
Absolutely, and that is the truth. However, once they're in our shelter, once they're committed to, I'm not going to kick an animal out for another animal. So it is a bit of a juggling act, and we do the best that we can do. We have actually been looking pretty hard this year at making sure that we're trying to organize our operational systems so that it is smoother process for our community. And this is just a growth process. I mean, we're learning and growing as we go. So, for example, we're trying to organize our owner surrenders in the early part of the week, because as the week progresses, that's actually when we reach out to our rescue partners if we have space, and then we bring them in on the weekends. And so by the middle of the week, I kind of have an idea of what I have for space that week, or even the next week. I plan about 2 weeks in advance. And so we're just trying to funnel things through in the most efficient way so that we can help the most animals locally and regionally. And I mean, yes, we are Gage County, and it is important here, but also we have to be able to help as many as we can, and leaving open beds just because we want to leave open beds isn't beneficial. I mean, open beds because we're required to, because this is what you guys need and you pay us for. That makes sense. We do that. That is our expectation. But we have to, as an organization, make that commitment to the animals as well, that we're helping in the best way that we can.
Yeah.
You said, I think you said you had room for 26. You had 26 beds.
24 open dog kennels. Correct.
Okay. How many do you have for cats?
You're going to make me think here. Okay. 20,
rough estimate. Don't.
21, 31, 41, probably somewhere in about the 50-ish number.
And how big are the dog kennels? I mean, just
they're 8x12 kennels.
Oh, they're runs.
Yeah, they're runs. Okay. And again, like we get creative at times, and there was over 4th of July weekend when we had, 11 strays come in 6 days. I mean, that's there's just not enough kennels in a building like ours. And so we had pop-up kennels, and we were doing some special things.
Okay, so you have spare kennels around.
So again, we figure it out to make sure that they're 100% of the time, there are always 3 open kennels for the city and county animals. Like we make sure that is there. It gets a little hairy on our side, but we figure it out, and that has, as far as I know, that's never been a problem on our side. The officers, if they come in and they're like, oh, police officers have filled their kennels, and we have extra kennels set out next door, so they've always been able to find the contracted. We have 3 kennels available at all times, and we take care of those strays 100% of the time. So, and that's 24/7. Officers are able to enter our building to bring in stray animals, so even if my staff aren't there, which they are not from 8 p.m. until 8 a.m. the next day. They are still able to bring in stray animals, and I've had several situations where they've contacted me, and they've been like, Carly, and this is one of them was at 12:30 in the morning, Carly, we've got a dog that's been hit by a car. It needs to be seen right away. Like, this animal needs veterinary care. And so I crawled my slightly grumbly behind out of bed and met them at the shelter and got that animal to emergency care. So that is what we're here for. That's what our job is to take care of those animals. Other questions? Anybody else? Okay. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I can't read this last one. Did we have any more agencies in here? Is there another agency?
Historical Society.
Historical Society?
Yeah. Engage. That's Engage. That was just for your information. Oh. Sorry.
Okay.
Is there a Moss? No? Okay. Well, then I think we're done with agencies. Anybody have any other questions? It was a lot to look through in 2 days. No? All right, I think we have one more item on the agenda then. We have the presentation of the Engage Quarterly Report.
Are they here?
Do we want to take a quick recess? Give them a little bit, see if they show up?
Yep.
Okay. We'll take a recess at 10:23 on the clock. Right.
We will reconvene at 10:40. Engage is going to try to reschedule with us on the 24th of August.
between the president and the new executive director, it sounds like there's a little confusion, so we'll get things back on track there. Anything else for the good of the order?
I talked Mr. to Schuler. Nicholas at City County Solutions. He represents Hometown Housing, and they could, and you asked Eric about them coming again, they could attend the August 24th meeting.
You need my desk, too?
And would ask if they could be scheduled at 10:30 to accommodate their schedules, and would have, and also request at least an hour.
I will throw that out to the board. If you guys would like that, it makes me no difference.
Have they had a chance to look at the previous report that's been done? Because that was kind of the hang-up the last time.
As far as I know, they've never contacted anyone still.
Can we make sure that's done if they're going to come?
They have, but nobody's gotten back to them, is the way I understand it.
Who'd they contact?
Engage. I don't know.
Well, they're going to be here this morning, right?
When?
I'm sorry.
They're on their way this morning?
No, we're talking
about... No.
I see.
Engage.
No, they are not. Between the new director and the president, I think...
So it'll be another time then?
It'll be in 2 weeks, the 24th.
Okay. Misunderstand.
They'll be here at the same time, won't they?
Mm-hmm.
Well, if we invite them, yeah.
Yes.
If you guys would like them here, we'll tell them to come the 24th. And
I don't know. I'd definitely say if we're going to have, like, the way I understand it, correct me if I'm wrong, we paid for a study. They want to redo the study. But they didn't look at the previous study.
Well, without hearing their presentation.
That was the presentation, though. That's what I'm saying. Like, I'm just saying if they're going to come and give us a presentation again, let's make sure all the ducks are in a row this time so that we know that what they have is different than we have already spent money on. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, what you're saying is what they want us to do is not spend the same money on something that Engage has done. Is that
yes.
what you're saying?
Yes. So if they're going to come and give us another presentation,
thanks.
Make sure, because we've talked to them about this, we've already paid for something that's very similar to what they are doing. So if they're going to come and give us another presentation, let's just make sure that they have their ducks in a row this time so that we know that what they're proposing is different than something we've already paid for.
That makes sense.
But it is not similar. And that's what Nick told us. It's a five-step phase system. It's not just an assessment or a study.
The first stage, that's what it was.
An assessment.
Stage one.
And that's all we pay for is that first stage.
We already got it done. Why are we paying for it again?
Well, and that's a question that other communities have had too. But that's the question we need to talk to them about. And without having them here, you can't get the answers to it. So we're not providing them the opportunity to answer the questions you are asking.
The bad thing is they did such a crappy job the first time. They've kind of put a bad taste in everyone's mouth, I'm sure. It was very lackluster. It was actually, I would say, on borderline pathetic, the attempt he made. Now, part of that reason was his cohort wasn't here. The fella did call in.
Victor.
He did call in, but he didn't have much either.
He was kind of lost because of the predicament he was put in, I think. Okay, so.
Right.
You guys just give me a nod, though, a shake, if you want them here, and we'll get them scheduled again.
I can go either way. I'm
like you, Dave.
I really and personally don't see any reason not to give them the time. What do we have to lose but the hour?
What's the city doing?
We're a public body. They're requesting some of our time.
We'll get them on the schedule for the 24th, and
can we time it for 10:30?
Let's make it for 10 if they're going to have an hour. We should be ready for them by 10 if they're wanting to sell us something.
We're not going to give them an hour, are we?
That's what they're asking for.
They're asking for an hour.
It may not take that long. I mean, we could, you know, it all depends on.
And we may have a bunch of questions afterwards.
I think you can talk about, you can have an hour, but they, there shouldn't, there's no reason for an hour-long presentation, if that's what they're wanting.
Well, the other counties provided them an hour, and in the other counties, they invited all the community leaders to attend. And they had, at Saline County especially, had good attendance.
I did talk to Saline County after you said that they were there. It sounds like there's at least one supervisor that's encouraged by them, from what I've heard there in Saline. I don't know.
What I was told that all five of them are now, they haven't voted, but they're on board with it.
All five of the commissioners at Saline County?
That's what I've been told.
Who told you that? Was that by Nichols?
No, a county commissioner.
We can give them a shot again. If they flounder again, I mean, I wouldn't be interested in letting them back in the county again.
Well,
but if they may do a really good job.
I can go either way. I don't
think. Is there a good contact for Engage so that they can get in touch with them?
Aaron Chadwick's been responding to everything, and that's where mixed. I just talked to her this morning. I called to see if Rachel was coming.
Aaron's pretty thorough.
Yeah, she's on the message machine and stuff. If you call Engage and don't get anyone, she's got two numbers on that. I just gave her a buzz to see, and, I mean, she answered right away. But if we have them, they can come give a presentation. There could be some potential good out of it. So like I talked to Don before, the worst that happens is we waste some time.
I mean, well, I'm good with listening. I want to know the difference between what we've paid for and what they're going to do.
And that would be something good, too, as we schedule this. We could give them that heads up so that they aren't blindsided. What's the difference between what we've done the last four or five times and this? And that way they can prepare additionally for it so that we don't ask a question that they're not ready for.
Engage needs to
force them to at least do their job.
Mm-hmm. Engage needs to be here at this.
They'll be there anyway.
At the meeting, yeah. They need to be involved.
So Engage will be there our next meeting. In.
Yeah.
The 24th. That's the plan right now.
Okay.
They're going to talk about it Friday morning. But if we're going to have
here, they'll have had to
them here anyway.
On that note, though, wasn't Engage at the city meeting with them?
Did that I do not know. I do not know.
I don't know. I don't think it's a case where they don't know what's going on. They just
after the presentation to the city, the city's done with them. The city of Beatrice. So
there's been four opportunities for this board to attend a presentation.
Is that counting the one that was here that they presented?
Well, that'd be Southeast five. Community College. Well, that yeah, this one I wouldn't. That was just a lead-in to show that they're there. That would not have been the intent to completely give their full program. It was a plant the seed.
Well, that seed done sat my son and died with
yeah,
me.
Yeah. But anyway, there was Southeast Community College. There was a meeting there, Jefferson County, Saline County, and at Blue Springs.
And Beatrice.
Well, I didn't count that one, so that would be five.
Another one and six with here. So they've been trying. Something else I'd like to ask him. How many people have signed on?
Yeah, I think I know you asked it at that presentation. And he had some place in Florida and some place in
Dennis and Iowa.
Yeah, there's a place in Missouri.
I mean, it was like three.
And they've also made some changes to their
sales pitch?
Yeah.
How many have signed on? Actual results?
Comparison with other study.
Comparison.
Was the other study, did that include the whole county?
Yeah.
Yeah. Every single one that Engage has done, it's full county or they don't do it.
They had people, because they met out at Classics and asked for volunteers to serve on that. So they had a spectrum of
How many have signed? Actual results, comparison to other study, guarantee that you talked about that they will fund and build two homes.
Yeah, you need to get clarification on
some good ideas there.
But they, through their process, they would.
Yeah, we already took care of it.
Right.
Anything else you guys can think of right off the top of your head to ask them?
Well, we can discuss that at the committee meeting Monday before. In the meantime, I think we should get our community leaders to try to be here at this meeting as well.
What would be the best way to let people know that we're going to have another person coming to advertise this?
I'm personally going to contact Wymore, Blue Springs, Virginia, Barnston, everybody in my district.
So we'd have, we'd also have Pickerel.
I'll contact Toby.
Thank you. We could call the other couple villages.
It's my district, butthead.
Please no name calling. So, I guess if you want to call Philly, and then you could take care up north, Pickerel, and let anybody know that.
Courtland, Claytonia, whatever.
Claytonia.
I have Pickerel and Claytonia.
Yeah.
You'd have.
Adams.
No, you have Courtland also, don't you?
Nope. That's that guy right there.
So it must go up in Hooker Ranch.
I was thinking north would be you.
Yeah, but he's on Highland. It crosses.
Let's let them know at least so they can come, and then we'll see the support that there is.
There's been some small communities, it sounds like anyway, that have been interested in it, so maybe it would fit some of our smaller communities.
Well, Don said they all came
to
Slane
County. I think it's more for the smaller communities. And they even say, I mean, they're all from small towns, every one of these people that's involved.
Gary,
that's what the focus is.
Would you ask Tobias if he would come, because he may have some questions?
I will, sir.
Specific questions,
him.
Because
I wasn't joking. I will. I'll talk to him.
But I mean, he may have some specific questions working in this on a regular basis.
Right. Yep. I think he'd be a good voice to be here.
Are you going to contact them for scheduling then? Tell them they can be there at 10 o'clock?
Yes, I will.
Wednesday the 24th?
Yep. Yep.
Tell them to make sure they're all here.
Yeah.
I was just going to say, if we invite all these people and they're still in Iowa.
If they're not here, they're really out the door.
Well, they've been there on time for Jefferson County, Saline County, and the Blue Springs meeting.
Well, we'll give them a ribbon.
And the Southeast Community College. There wasn't as many there, but...
No. Not at all.
They had their whole team at Blue Springs.
We'll have them here the 24th then.
Pretty hard to please, huh?
Anything else for the good of the order?
Next committee meeting, I feel like we should at least have a discussion. I don't know if it needs to be on the agenda, but to have a discussion about Mr. Anderson and Mr. Lobby's recommendations and concerns.
I could go through those. We could talk about those. Each of those has been discussed at length, but we could definitely talk about them. Mr. Schwavely?
I feel what Lisa said last time, and, you know, and the sheriff confirmed it or backed it up about that kind of hard to do something immediately. Because of everybody's rights, maybe they could have done it and asked for it and got away with it. I mean, and taken care of, okay. But Lisa has assured us that there'll be something in the black and white next time, okay. That if they sign up to do it and then come in with something like that, they're going to get kicked out.
Yes, it's
all you got to do is remove it.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Okay. Yeah. But the thing is, now they're making some big media blitz about this thing. Okay, it's done, it's over with.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
And I can guarantee you nobody on that ag board was happy with that.
No.
I mean, I know most of those people personally. And now what I'd have done, I'd asked the sheriff to go over and get the damn flag. That's what I'd have done. And if he didn't surrender it, then get out of here. because that's obscenity, okay? But you're absolutely right, Dave. I mean, what are you seeing on the national level?
Oh, it's all
over. It's both sides of the fence are doing this stuff.
It's all over.
The F-bomb okay. never used to be flowing on the TV. And
it's soap in your mouth for using that, okay? So
it's lava, too.
Now you see it in the newspaper.
I know.
Yeah. But, the other thing that bothers me is, and Dave's a little off base on that, this is not, we don't control the Ag Society. That's a separate, standalone corporation.
Right. He knows that, though.
Well, he didn't say it that way.
No, but he knows that.
Okay, well, then he's participating in some of this flaming. And and that's bothersome. And I think you'll see something come out, you know, as far as the Ag Board apologizing. And maybe they already have. I don't always read the written stuff. I'd be surprised if you don't hear something. Knowing Don Esau, I'm sure he is.
They're going to address it for next year or the next time next time they have an
every
event.
Every time we bring it up, though, it gets attention where it's over
sure
and done
does.
And nobody thinks about it.
Yeah.
And
other than the Ag Board.
What I heard from Dave is that's what he's asking for, but it's already been done, and he doesn't know that.
Yeah.
Well, he wants it brought up again.
Well, he just wants it on public record that they're against it. That's all it is, I think, okay?
The problem is when people act that way, they're looking for a reaction. They want a reaction initially so that they can make a scene of themselves and whatever else. And then when they didn't get it, now every time you bring it up here, it's keeping it in the forefront and giving it an opportunity for that to happen again.
That's a typical simple-minded, though. They didn't get the initial reaction, so what can we do to stir the pot to get some reaction now? And it's the other side trying to bite.
Yeah.
The reaction's there. It's not going to be allowed next year.
Yeah, that's,
Yeah, it'll be fixed. I'm confident.
I am too.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'll be fixed.
So just let it go.
Yeah, but drop it. Eric's right a little ways. The more they keep it up, the more it'll be.
That's why they don't give people's names now when they're do a lot of killing, because they know that's what they're wanting is to be famous. So they refuse to.
I thought you were talking about these, though. If you guys, this is budget stuff, so I mean, it's real. If you guys want to get rid of all the outside entities that we fund, that's his number one. So the people that came and talked today, if you want to get rid of them, let us know.
I want to know how we're going to decrease the crime rate so that we can decrease the population in our jail.
Well, that's on Gus.
Gus, what are you doing? Stop arresting people. Hey,
reduce annual populations. Don't let Roger off the hook here.
Roger.
Again, if you're going to listen to that garbage, and I'm sorry, I'll tell him, he can come in here and I'll tell him this. You know, a disbarred pedophile, that just really gets to me. And Gus knows my feeling on that. And the thing is, half the stuff you folks have already done. You've done an unbelievable good job of dealing with that judgment. And, you know, I just want, it's hard not to just look him in the eye and say, you don't have any idea where it's at.
Yeah, and it's best just to.
And you think you can get 48 other senators in this state to, hey, here's the balance due. Just write a check.
Well, and timing alone on that is not a realistic statement either. But like I say, and then beyond minimum reserve for emergencies,
I know.
We are on the record. Anything that you guys think we don't need, just going through these that were suggested today, if there's something you think we don't need, we can get rid of that. We can get rid of the outside everyone, any funding we give to the libraries or anything.
Keep in mind, Eric, we had representation that came here and counseled us on. We had bankruptcy attorney. We had our regular attorneys. We paid good money for lots of attorneys that came here and said, "Do not you continue to operate your county the way you're supposed to operate your county," and that is what we did.
Hurt your county for the future.
Exactly.
I see this 474, you know.
To the county, or it will hurt your county in the future.
Well,
you will never
be able
to recover
you
if you do what harm. This is requesting.
Right.
You know, that's
why we maintain kind of status quo. We haven't been exorbitant.
As we lobbied the legislature and the governor, we had Fools and Beatrice tick off our governor, senators, people like that. We bit the hand that feeds us. I mean, anyone that did that, I mean, can't tell you the negative effect that had as we were trying to talk to them quietly, and we were making progress on things, it sent stuff completely the other direction. And it's just from the ignorance on the part of those people not knowing any better. But that hurt us. It hurt relationships that we built over years. Some of us personal relationships over decades, that was injured because of people running their mouths.
Yeah.
And it insinuated that we weren't doing anything. It wasn't stupidity. It was just sheer ignorance on those people's parts. And it really did tick a lot of people off on both sides.
And unfortunately, with him standing at that microphone and the reporter over there and Doug over here recording, it's going to be on the radio this afternoon. Just to stir it up again. That's what's going to happen, okay? There'll be an article in the paper, and Doug will be reporting it on the radio.
Item six, though.
To refer to that HBO series as gospel.
Oh, geez.
That's blasphemous. Gee, many Christmas. I'll get
Item
out here
six, we
trouble.
Should also that's assess a, commercial and industrial property. So
we've been doing all that.
At some point in time, we need to assess our commercial and industrial property.
It sounded like the last meeting that I was, since I've been here, that things are working good for us.
It's not stupidity, it's ignorance.
I strongly encourage the board to start considering when that day comes up next spring.
Yeah.
You do something special. I mean, really knock down freaking special for this county. And maybe invite some of the people that have helped us up in Lincoln. Because there have been some of those people.
Nice to see Pete and some of the guys from the state down here.
We could have a parade and have lobby as a master ceremony.
And to go along with that, Roger, there's one part that I agree with him on as far as a statement to the individuals and to in order to
apologize. Healing. We've apologized 30 million
times.
We are on record.
We're on record.
No apology ever owed from this county to those people.
So you feel that
nothing
was
with that,
wrong?
If we're done, we're adjourned.
Nope. Not any.